And welcome back to Hagley Field. Just about 40 seconds before the start of the second half, Benedictine on top of this one by a count of 7-0 over Watterson. It's Randy and Larry, and we're going to look at the numbers from the first half. Total offense, Benedictine 159, Watterson 125, 101 rushing for the Bengals, 58 passing, 104 on the ground for Watterson, 21 in the air. Each team with 6 first downs, 5 penalties against Benedictine for 45 yards, none against Watterson. 1 turnover, the interception on a pass that should have been caught off the arm of Andrews. Individual stats in the first half, Bowen, 7 carries, 58 yards. Costin had 11 for 39. Andrews, 3 of 12 passing for 21 yards, 1 interception and probably 5 drops in a pass that should not have been picked off. Fleming, 5 carries for 27 yards. Ward, 5 for 21. Of course, Nick was 4 of 9 passing, 58 yards, and a touchdown on a 4th and 12 play. He also had 7 carries for 36 yards. 1 touchdown for Korsnick, 34 yards to Fox. The PAT by Dozen was good. It was a 7th play, 60-yard drive, took 2:19 off the clock. And boy, you look at the possessions in the first half, and for Watterson, interception, punt, downs, punt, punt, missed field goal, punt. For Benedictine, punt, 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 touchdown, punt, punt, half. Sexy Scott Rexy with all the information here in this contest. Larry, what are you looking for at the start of the second half here?
There once was a dog named Sexy Rexy. Ran in a race. I'm looking for the same thing. They both have to do what they have to do. Watterson has to play defense, and Benedictine has to play offense.
And they kick it off. The return's going to start from the 20 up across the 24-yard line, and the middle of that Eagle defense is there on special teams to knock down the return man right at 24. Fox on the return, and let's see if they mark it at the 24 or the 29. It's going to be closer to the 29-yard line, and we've got a Bengal down already on the first play of the second half, 5 seconds in to quarter number three. Kind of flexing the right knee a little bit. Now they're checking the left leg as well, too. Don't know if it's a cramping situation or a leg problem. They'll tend to that player. Resetting the scene, Benedictine 1-3. And by the way, they play in the North Coast Blue, teams like Hoban and Lake Catholic and Walsh Jesuit. They're 21st in Division 3, Region 10. Of course, the top 8 qualify for the playoffs at the end of 10 weeks. Watterson also 1-3 under Dan Bajelic in year number 14, 95-60. His career mark, 14 years as an assistant at Watterson before the 14 years now as the head coach. And, of course, 1-3, their mark on the campaign, and you look at it, and they lost to Walnut Ridge 8-3, lost to Olentangy Orange 28-21, beat Walsh Jesuit 27-14, then lost in overtime to St. Charles by a count of 10-7. We mentioned the Benedictine scores, Larry, and it looks like an old AFL score. I mean, Ursuline beat them 33-32 in double overtime, ending a 16-game regular season winning streak. Akron Buchtel 35-20, and they lost to Cleveland Heights 47-40. They drove 80 yards in the last minute and stalled at the 1-yard line, and they lost to a very strong Cathedral Prep team out of Erie, PA, 42-35. So they love to score. Unfortunately, the other teams love to score as well, too. They're 26-2 the last 2 years, 0-2 at home this year, but 1-1 on the road. For Watterson, this is their 4th home game in 5. Next week, they're home again against DeSales, and they're on the road the rest of the campaign. And by the way, we'll have that game back here again at Hagley Field in week number 6. And the player coming up to his feet is Isaiah Johnson, 5'11", 180, and a senior. And finally, slowly, methodically working his way off the field.
Well, this is exactly the kind of game Watterson's played in each of its first 4. Close to the vest, 7-0, third quarter. You know, they're one score away. They're one play. And if their defense can make a play to give the offense the ball in a short field, that may be the turning point for Watterson.
Well, each game these teams have lost has been by one score. If you combine the 6 losses, it's a total of 30 points. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Pokorsnik going to hand it off to Fleming. Not this time. Brought down back to the 26-yard line. Wrapped up and going nowhere. Great pursuit by that Watterson defense to make the play. Hayden Paul coming in from his linebacking slot at the Sam spot to make the hit.
He did a nice job of closing off the end. That was just a lead play to the left, and he came from the left defense end and caught the play from behind.
So a loss of just about 3 on the play. Second down and 13 from the 26, but Korsnick wants to dump it out, has a man open in the flat across the 30 to the 35-yard line, stood up right there and pushed back as Michael Williams makes the catch, but good pursuit by that Watterson defense, and a couple of bodies still tied up at the bottom of that pile, and finally, the last man getting up was the guy that initiated the contact, that was Connor Bush.
Now, one of the things you might see Benedictine do here is run that same route that they did. The slot man went to the flat, and the wide receiver went to the post, and then might run a post corner and get him behind.
Third and a short three from near the 37-yard line. They'll keep it on the ground. Fleming hits the hole hard, has the first down across the 40 near the 41-yard line.
That's an important first down because if Benedictine is going to continue to hang on to the football, they have to be able to run the ball between the tackles. They have a huge size advantage on the offensive line, but they're just not getting a push against this stout defense of Watterson.
I'm looking along the sidelines. I see Anthony Marchand, who was injured in the first half, now on crutches. Ward gets the handoff coming from bottom to top, and he got bent back on the play, and I think we're going to see a penalty against Watterson, perhaps a face mask or a horse collar. As we're approaching the top of the hour, you're listening to WBSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And it is Alan Gillespie who is our referee in this contest. And the call is personal foul, face mask. Against the Eagles. You could see the head bend back, so you knew there was something that was coming.
That was an easy call. We could see that from here, and it was on the other side of the field.
That's the first Watterson penalty. And by the way, I'll tell you about a big program coming up right after this contest here. First and 10 from just inside the 43-yard line. 10:41 left to go, and crank that clock again with three wide to the bottom, one to the top. McCorsick wants to throw, looks to his left with a lone receiver. It goes long downfield. The pass up for grabs, incomplete through the defender and also through the wideout on the play inside the 10-yard line, as it looked like it could have been an interception, then a catch. I think it's Jefferson along the far side, or is that number 8 instead?
It might be Jack Fricker again. 39? It's hard to tell. The numbers get tucked in there. It's number 39, Jack Fricker. Yep.
And pass was intended for Jefferson. After the CCL game of the week, be sure to tune into AM 820 and the scoreboard show presented by thisweeksports.com. Next play is a quick pop. It goes to Williams on the far side. Down the sidelines inside the 35, inside the 30, all the way down to the 26-yard line. That's enough for a first down. Again, Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you the scores and highlights from the OCC, City League, CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. That's the AM 820 scoreboard show right after the game only on AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com. If you can't listen on your radio, go to your computer or your phone and go to stgabrielradio.com and get that TuneIn Radio app as well, too. Gain of 17 on the play, first and 10. McCorsnick, the quick pop on the slant, pass incomplete in the breadbasket and out of the hands of the intended receiver right inside the 15-yard line.
Now, one of the things that Benedictine has done here in the second half is they've gone to the substitute, meaning they've singled up the one defensive back that is a new player for Watterson. They singled him up on the touchdown play, and they singled him up again on the hitch throw, and they singled him up again on the deep ball. So
Michael Lacey drops the pass, so it's second down and 10. In motion, top to bottom, trying to turn the corner, looking for a seam. Williams trying to carry defenders inside the 22 to the 21-yard line, but there's a flag at the 31-yard line, and we could have a hold here. No, it's a block in the back instead. Going to be called on the Bengals.
It's going to be on Holden Jones, number 11. He actually had a pretty good block, and then you have to learn to disengage. When the defender runs away from you, you can't just give him a shove in the back, and that's what he did.
So Michael Lacey with the penalty, and that'll advance the ball back from the 30-yard line to the 40. So it pushes him back a little back.
The Bengals have been their own worst enemy tonight. I mean, that's, what, six penalties, I think? Six or seven penalties right now.
Max Brodka.
A lot of yards.
Max Brodka made the hit on the play, so mark it back to the 40-yard line. They have to get it down inside the 15-yard line, so we'll call it second down and 25 from there.
They're going to run trips into the boundary and single up the defensive back again.
Jefferson to the top.
Frecker's out there by himself, one-on-one.
The triad to the bottom, Fleming in the backfield next to Pekorsnik from the gun. Claps his hands. He will keep it. Student body right inside the 40, down to the 36, maybe the 35-yard line. Short gain on the play before he's knocked down. Hit made for the Eagles by Jack Best, the outside linebacker. And Michael Massanople helping on the hit as well, too.
Well, it's third and a bunch, and we talked about this earlier in the first half. A nice middle screen.
Third and 21. Trips to the top, two to the bottom, empty backfield from the gun. Quick pop in the flat, overthrows Fleming. That was a forward pass, and we lost a helmet on the play. One of the Eagles has a helmet back of the 36-yard line. He will pick it up and head off the field.
Quarterback is required to defend them in deep area.
And now it's a fourth down situation. I would say it's a little long for a field goal. It'd be more than 50 yards. So it's up to Pokorsnik to see what Levi wants to do. Does he try to pin him deep? Or do you go for it here on a fourth down play, Larry?
I would pin him deep. I would back him up two or three more yards and hit that quick kick. Just pooch it down there around the 15-yard line.
Nobody back deep, although Meyer is starting to cheat back right now as we speak, a step or two at a time with 9:25 left to go third quarter. And they're going to go for it. And pressure's on, and he's sacked back at the 46-yard line. Houston came shooting three. Take the hit. Interesting, the back judge, when he's so far away, did you see the way he was waving his hand to let him know it was less than 5 seconds? So they hurriedly snapped it, and Giesler came through uncontested and makes the hit back at the 46-yard line, and we have a sideline warning.
Well, that's a huge play for Watterson, because rather than getting the ball deep in their own territory, or, I mean, if they punted, which they weren't going to do, they were going to go for it on 4th and 25. Is a surprise to me.
Well, they scored a touchdown on 4th and 12. So.
Yeah, I know.
You were here, right?
I think I was.
Okay. Thank you for the treat at halftime, by the way, sir.
You're welcome.
You're a great chef. First down play from the 45-yard line. They keep it on the ground. They find a gap off the right side, spinning, twirling, and getting a little bit more than 10 on the play. That's enough to move the sticks for Bowen and company, and the Eagles now inside Bengal territory at the 45.
You know, every week we talk about that crazy thing called Mo, and Mo is now riding with the Watterson Eagles because they make a big stop on fourth down, and now they change field position. They've got it on the short side of the 50.
Don't forget, we have to pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game, Larry, at the end of this contest. First and 10 from the 45. Yeah, they didn't have some good hands in the first half. On the ground they go again. Big gap right up the middle. Another 10 yards, maybe 11 on the play, and they've got another first down. Running with authority that time is Bowen again.
Well, remember, Benedictine doesn't play defense as well as Watterson plays defense, and Watterson doesn't play offense as well as Benedictine plays offense. So you've got, you know, really both teams, lesser of the two halves, if you will.
Kind of negate each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're kind of going against each other right here. So whoever wins this battle could win the game.
Jones top, Calhoun, Bush to the bottom on a first down, and they give it to Bowen again. He gets it down to the 30-yard line. Picks up another four on the play. He's got 10 carries now for about 83 yards.
You know, they've run that J scheme. We've talked about that several times. Well, that time they pulled the left guard and influenced. And what I mean by that is they ran right behind him. They didn't use him as the lead blocker. They ran behind him and let the defender take himself out of the play.
What do you mean by J scheme?
G scheme is a guard.
Okay.
G for guard. And
gotcha.
What they do is they take the tight end, they block him down, they take the tackle, they block him down, they pull the guard and kick out the defense end. It's called G scheme. You know, for guard. That's for those folks that can't remember what their plays are. They call it G scheme.
Second down and 6 from the 30-yard line. 7:52 left to go. Second man through. It's Costin. He's got a bit of a gap. Second effort gets him inside the 25. Down to the 24. Maybe the 23. Could have another first down. Hit is made on the play by Moses Townsend, the defensive lineman.
That big fourth down play has energized this Watterson offense, and now they're running inside the tackles where they have to do their damage. They don't have the foot speed on the perimeter, and they're just right now the strong side of that offensive line. For Watterson, that's Mike Massanopo and Chris Carter doing a great job.
Bush and Meyer check in to the bottom of the set now. One back in the backfield for Andrews on this first down play. It's Costin off the left side, and they're going to bring him to as he crosses the 23, falls forward to the 22-yard line. Good pursuit defensively that time by number 28, the guy that's filling in at middle linebacker. That's Matthias Chmielewski.
They ran the old counter tray, but what they do is they pulled the backside guard and they used the wing back who came in motion, and they used them as those two as the lead blockers instead of pulling a guard and a tackle.
So a gain of only 2 on the play officially to the 23, where his knee touched. Second down and 8. 7 minutes left to go, third quarter. Watterson trails 7-0, but they are driving. Calhoun in motion, bottom to top. One way wide to the bottom now, and Meyer. Hand off, it's Costin around the right side. Has an opening. 20, cuts it inside, down to the 19 or the 18. You hate to second guess, but if you wonder if he bounces it outside, if he's still running.
Well, he may not have the speed to bounce it outside. That's the problem that Watterson has. They have good straightaway runners. They have good inside tackle runners. But when they get out in the perimeter, they don't have the elusiveness.
So it'll be third down now with the ball resting at the 18-yard line.
This is four down territory. They've got 2 downs to get 4 yards.
With 6:21 left to go. Jones to the top. Bush and Meyer to the bottom. Bowen the lone back. Is it Bowen time here?
Yep.
It is. Left side. Little gap. Got it. Inside the 15. And they nearly tear the football and his helmet off at the 12-yard line. Falls forward to the 11. And has enough for another Eagle first down just about halfway through the third quarter.
This is the Watterson drive. They have to score here. They have to score seven. They can't come away with three. And they're at the 11. So they can get a first down.
With 6 minutes left, third quarter, they're down 7-0 and driving. Calhoun to the top along with Meyer. Jones on an island to the bottom. Bowen the lone back. Now in motion, one of the wideouts top to bottom in Calhoun. It's Bowen time, and not this time. They're going to bring him down. Actually got a yard or two after coming into the backfield on the play. It was Michael Fallon. Fallon came sneaking around and nearly brought him down back around the 13.
Well, they ran an inside trap play. And they're just trying to get angle blocks and pull the guard, left guard, and he kicked out to the right. Did a nice job opening up a hole, and they left Fallon open, and he nearly made the play for a loss. And he didn't. And so now we're in a third or second and six. So it's a good four-yard gain.
DePalma will check in as a running back, and Jones will check out.
Now, DePalma's a little bigger. He's a little bigger and a little more angular.
He is the lone back behind Andrews now. A bit of a wing to the top of the set. Two wideouts. The DePalma's got it around the right side, and not this time. Meets a wall, and then bounces off of that, and still finds yardage. Larry was wrapped up around the 9-yard line, bounced off of a double team, and still found his way down inside the 6-yard line, it looks like.
He's down inside the 5. He's at the 4. And, I mean, that's just a great job of running there, because there really wasn't much there.
So now it'll be third down.
And long 2.5.
Yeah, they need about 3 from just around the 4, with 4:40 left to go in ticking. Third quarter, Watterson down 7-0 and looking to tie it.
Now, if you're Benedictine, you're going to send the house. You just send the house. This is the old EIEIO. You're sending the farm on this one.
Bowen, the lone back. Cole Andrews under center. 4:22 left to go. 3rd and 3. Bowen's got it. Bounces it. And can he find a gap? He started left, bounced to the right, but there was not much there at all.
There wasn't much to the left, and there was a crease to the right, but he couldn't get north and south. He couldn't get up in the hole, and it closed.
Townsend makes the hit. Ooh. So now you got a fourth down and about a yard and a half from the 2 with 4 minutes left to go in the quarter.
Watterson's trying to get a timeout. Nobody's paying attention to him. Here we go.
They're yelling to everybody. They could not get the referee's attention. His back was turned, so they actually looked down the sidelines here and got the attention of one of our officials. Actually, they looked at the line judge and got his attention instead. So they burn the timeout. They'll take it with 3:53 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Cameron Culver strikes again, and Hartley has a 38-0 lead over Kilbourne. And how about this, guys? Alonzo Booth, his fourth touchdown of the night. He has 300 yards on 19 carries, and the Stallions lead Covington Catholic 42-17.
The beast is unleashed.
Oh, man. He's going to be down to about 190 pounds after tonight, as hot as it is.
Booth runs like a house.
He is a house.
Fourth down, a yard and a half from just past the 2-yard line. Bowen off the left side. Nope. They spin him back. Let's see where his forward progress is. Watterson says they have it. The Bengals say they don't. We'll see where they spot it. Again, they're a mile from us from our vantage point with 3:48 left to go. Bengals defense already leaving the field. Watterson offense is staying on to see where they spot the football. It has to be inside the 1 for them to get a first down, and they don't have enough for the first down, and the Bengals hold.
Well, you give the ball to your best back behind your best lineman and hope for the best, and it didn't happen. And as I said, if I were the Bengals there, it had been the EIEIO blitz. Everybody, the whole farm would have been coming.
That was an 11-play drive that took nearly 5.5 minutes off the clock, and it comes up empty. They've missed a field goal, and now they turn it over on downs.
Well, Watterson's best side of the ball is on the field right now, their defense.
And it's, see and, what they know, can do.
If they can score, maybe they can score. Yeah. Maybe they can get a turnover. Maybe they can sack him in the end zone for a safety. Who knows?
But talk about teams being able to finish.
Yep, you have
see
to
what
punch
happens.
It in.
First and 98 from the two with 3:48 left to go. The Korsnick on a quick pop. The pass incomplete and nearly picked off. It was deflected by Max Brodka right at the line of scrimmage. Went right through the hand of Brodka as he jumped up as he came penetrating into the backfield. The one thing you always look for here is a hold in the end zone, too. If you get a holding call,
yep,
you pick up a gift 2 points.
Cameron Headley broke on the ball and nearly had a pick six.
3:45 left to go. Second down and 10. Keep it on the ground. Fleming, not much there. Did he make it out of the end zone? He did, barely. And it'll be brought down. It'll be third down now. Fleming tried to find a gap off the left side, and there was almost nothing there, so it'll be third down. And they're going to mark the ball back and around inside the two, closer to the one, third and 11, with 3:21 left to go. Demchuk now at a quarterback. Demchuk in there at quarterback, rolling, and they've got flags before the play. If it's a penalty against the squad from Benedictine, it's only for a yard.
Or less.
It's a false start. It's 2 feet.
Now, Demchuk is a sophomore, and he actually throws the ball a little bit better. I'm kind of surprised you put a sophomore in this position.
He is 5 of 14 for 135 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions. He drove that 80 yards I talked about in the last 40 seconds of the Cleveland Heights game, only to come up a yard shy. Third down, rolling, looking, gunning, pass is caught, but it's not going to be enough for the first down.
No, but they'll have room to punt now.
So the pass is complete out to around the 6-yard line, but a solid hit made on the play for the Eagles by Jack Frecker.
That's a big stop for the Waterson Eagles. Big stop. They're going to get the ball on the short side, probably the short side of the 40.
So a punting situation. Let's see if we see the Korsnick back in to punt. Yep,
back in.
Well, they did this a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned, too. They've done it a couple times now. They put the other quarterback in, and they let him play a little bit. They really believe, you know, he's going to be a great quarterback. It's just a sophomore, but kind of a gutsy thing to do.
At the 2-yard line, it sure is.
The Korsnick standing back around 6 yards deep. Meyer at the Bengals 39. There's the snap. There's the kick. It is high. Meyer catches at the 37, calls for a fair catch, and scoots ahead one step. The punt goes some 30 yards, and give it back to Watterson. They failed from about a yard and a half, 2 yards out before. Now they get it back with 2:17 left to go in the third, down 7-0 in this one.
Well, it seems to me that Watterson is going to have to score from out, like maybe the 9, 10, or 11-yard line, because as they get it compressed down in there, they just simply can't move. This defense is huge. For Benedictine, they're big up front, they're physical up front. They're not necessarily great defense, but they plug up the holes.
Hate to say it, Larry, but they're going to have to catch the ball, too, if they want that to happen.
5-yard stop routes here, 5-yard hitch routes.
Bowen adjusts on a wing to the top, Jones to the top, Calhoun to the bottom, one back in the backfield. That's DePalma. He's got the handoff. Accelerates down to the 31-yard line. Boy, he nearly broke that one.
That was the best-looking run play we've seen in terms of he just went downhill right now. That was a good job. He didn't break stride. He didn't slow down. He just ran right through it.
20 carries for Nick. Good for 74 yards coming into this contest. 3.7-yard average. He'll pick up just about 5 on the play. Second down and 5 from there. 1:50 left to go third quarter. Watterson down, 7-0. Meyer goes wide to the top. To the bottom, it is Calhoun. Bowen on a wing to the top. Tight end to the bottom of the set. That's Charlie Spencer. DePalma again in the backfield. Gets the handoff again off the left side. Has the first down, down to the 25-yard line before he's wrapped up on the play. Hit is made around the ankles by Chris Jefferson coming up from the secondary.
I think he might be just a little short of the first
down. Wow, they moved him back from the 25 back to the 27, so it's going to be third down in the length of the football. Watterson not happy with the spot, nor are the fans, but they're going to have a third down in less than one.
Sounds like you weren't very happy with it either.
I was surprised, I'll put it that way. Backs from an offset eye, actually now from a full-fledged eye, and Andrews will just pull his way inside the 25-yard line and ram through for enough for the first down. I'm going to call it a first down with 98% of the precincts reporting. I'm confident about that. And the Eagles keep it going with 1:03 left in the quarter. Mark it officially down at the 22-yard line. Calhoun in. DePalma checks out. I like the burst that he gives them, though.
Well, he's more of a slasher.
Actually, he's still in there. One of the wideouts checked out.
He's a little bit more of a slasher.
Andrews, a pistol. Gives it off to De Palma. Looking for a gap. Finds a little opening off the right side. Bounces it inside the 15-yard line. And there's a guy, it looks like, that has the speed, Larry, to bounce it outside.
Yeah, he's got a little wiggle to him. And he got up in the hole there. And a lot of running backs make their move before they get in the hole. He actually got up into the hole and then made the move to the side. And he eliminates half of the defenders that way.
So mark the ball down to the 14-yard line. They have been here before. Second down, and we'll call it two from there with 20 seconds left to go. Let's see if they run one more play in this quarter.
Sophomore defensive back Jack Warner that time nearly ripped the ball out of his hands from behind. He didn't see him coming, and Warner just reached in and tried to pull it out.
De Palma again off the left side, has a gap inside the 15, inside the 10, and brought down inside the 7 near the 6-yard line. Tackle made on the play by number 24, Keith Williams, playing some now in the secondary. And that'll end the third quarter. Watterson driving again. Can they finish before the finish? 7-0 after 3 right here on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment, and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
And welcome back to Hagley Field as we start the fourth quarter. Watterson down 7-0. The ball is on the 6. First and goal from there. Backs from an eye. It's De Palma off the right side. Brought down from behind. Great penetration into the backfield that time for the Bengals in the person of number 9. He has been omnipresent in this contest. Indeed, Chris Jefferson.
The sniper.
190 yards total offense for Benedictine. 207 for Watterson. 186 rushing for the Eagles. 21 passing. 100 on the ground for Benedictine. 90 in the air. Meyer gets the play from the sidelines. Brings it in.
Watterson needs a positive yardage play here. They need to get it inside the 3-yard line here. They're at about the 8. They've got to get something positive here.
Second down and goal.
Slot.
Hand off to Palma. Goes over the first wave of tacklers. Gets it down inside the 5. Boy, I thought he had the acceleration there as he basically jumped over the first line of defense and got it down inside the 5. But it'll be third down and goal from there.
This might be a good time to run the old-fashioned waggle play where the fullback goes through the line out into the flats and you run a little corner route on the outside and you fake the sweep to the Palma going away and you bootleg it. If you bootleg this thing, you got a chance of a two-way score, the quarterback, or you can throw it to the fullback in the flat or the corner route.
Holden Jones will check in, Larry. Also coming in now is Kyle Naderhoff.
Watch for your tight end sliding out here.
Backs from an eye.
There's your tight end in the flat.
Andrews looking, gunning, throwing it up, and a pass incomplete. The receiver was falling down in the end zone as he attempted to make the catch. If he stays on his feet, he grabs that thing for the score, and now it'll be fourth down. It looks like they're going to go for the 3.
Yep, that was your tight end.
Spencer?
Nick Giesler had a chance to get the ball, and he just stumbled a little bit.
No, Spencer.
Was it Spencer?
Yeah. He already has a touchdown catch on the season, and as he was falling down in the back of the end zone, he keeps his feet, he makes the catch.
Probably correct.
So now it's going to be a field goal opportunity of about 22 yards, perhaps, it looks like, for Kevin Lambing.
Well, this has to go through. They have to make this. Gives them a chance to win the game.
It's 3 of 5 now from 22 yards out. There's the snap. There's the kick. Plenty of leg. It's nothing more than a glorified extra point. And put 3 on the board with 10:32 left to go. 7-3. Eagles on the board. We'll pause for 30 seconds of the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 811-029 and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
That didn't take long. Alonzo Booth strikes again, his fifth touchdown. DeSales leads 49-17 over Covington Catholic. And Worthington Kilbourne is finally on the board. Hartley still up, though, 38-6.
Here it is, Kevin Lamming with the 22-yard field goal. 9-play, 31-yard drive. They got it on the short side of the field. It goes 3:45 off the clock. It's now 7-3, 10:32 left to go. And, Larry, they needed something on that drive, didn't they?
Well, they got three. And now if they can play some defense, which they've done all night, get the ball on the short side again, they'll have their, they only need one chance. If they can get one drive and punch it in.
Well, delay on the field. I don't think anybody called timeout. Perhaps it is a media extended timeout for cable TV. Let's hear on a tape delay tonight. So Watterson will re-huddle up now at the 38-yard line and see if their defense can set them up again. Hey, think about the missed opportunities they have had in this contest. Stopped inside the two. They've missed a field goal already in this game, too. And by the same token, look at Benedictine. They've had three plays of more than 40 yards that were called back because of penalties.
Yeah. It hasn't been a very artistic effort. But there's some good hard playing out there. Now, I'm telling you, they're strapping it on, and they're popping each other pretty good. But
isn't that Watterson style of football, though?
It's you can call it ugly, you can call it whatever you want. But they're in a 7-3 ball game against a team that probably has more athletes than they have.
Lamming with the honors from the 40.
On the ground again.
And a couple of hops, and it gets by everybody. It's still free. Look at Meyer trying to turn it on. The ball falling inside the 10-yard line, and they cover it up. Inside the three, falling on the football is Aubrey Ward.
Well, there's a huge break for the Watterson defense. Now they're going to get the ball, or the Watterson defense is going to be on the field at the 3-yard line. And if they bottle them up like they did the last time, they're going to get the ball on the short side of the 40. This is a huge series here.
That was a knuckleball, and Ward could not come up with it, so now give it back to Benedictine. First down inside their own 5-yard line.
Well, they kicked it end over end in the hopes that somebody in the upper lines would get it, and that the upper guys just let it go all the way to the back.
Pokorsnik back in at quarterback now, first and 98 again. Claps his hands twice, gets the snap. Levi looking, going long downfield, and he has contact.
Oh.
Now, that should be offensive pass interference, I thought, because it looked like he pushed the defender. Oh, they're going to call defensive pass interference. I'm not sure about that at all, because it looked like the defender had position and the offensive guy pushed him in the back.
The defender had a better chance of catching that ball. It was overthrown, and the defender was deeper than the offensive man, and the offensive man pushed him in the back, just as you said.
And it wasn't like he was running into his path or anything like that.
Well, and the other thing is, that ball was so uncatchable, neither guy could have caught it no matter what they did. So just leave it alone.
There you go. He pointed the wrong way.
Okay,
the back judge pointed the wrong way. It is indeed offensive pass interference, but now he points the other way.
Yeah, but they moved the ball out to the 15-yard line.
So, conflicting information there. Either way, I think Watterson, the victim of a bad call there. Moving out to the 17, it's first and 10 from there. Not buying that one, even if you're selling.
Nope.
Pokorsnik is going to keep trying to turn the corner, and not a whole lot there.
Now
they stretch that out.
That's a huge call because it gets him out of the hole. It would have been a loss of down and ball at the 2-yard line. So,
and a little extracurricular activity on the play by number 72, Austin Filconis, that the Watterson fans would like to see get flagged, and it does not. So a gain of one on the play, second and 9 from the 16-yard line. They'll hand it off, and Fleming gets it across the 20 up to the 21. Seeing a lot of Fleming here. Early on, we didn't see that much of Fleming. It was Ward, got a lot of handoffs on the jet sweep and everything. But now Fleming, second, third, and fourth quarter, carrying the football again. He's doing this because DeKavalon Reese, their 3-year starter at running back, is out after he got banged up. Shoulder injury.
Normally, with 10 minutes to go in the game, you don't say this is a critical third down because there's plenty of time. But this may be a critical third down play right here for Washington.
Third and 5 from the 22 with 9:48 left to go. Pokorsnik looking left, gunning underneath, pass is complete. making the catch, giving ground, and then trying to get some more yardage on the second effort. On the play, it goes to number 14, Glenn Pearson. And Pearson might have the first down with that second effort. But you go back to that pass interference call, and Larry, there's no way the Watterson guy never touched the wideout.
Well, the Watterson guy was running with his back to the other player, and he was the closest one to the football. So I'm not exactly sure how you can interfere with your back into his hand, but he must have run his back into his hand. That's all I could think. I
hate when that happens.
Oh, it's terrible.
First down play, and they take it around the right side. And that time it goes to Fox, who has the lone touchdown in this game. He takes it across the 30-yard line, out to around the 32.
Well, Watterson's got to put that play behind him now. They've got to be really stout right now, because the clock is going to start to work against them here shortly.
So it'll be second down now and 7 from the 32, approaching 9 minutes left to go. Two wide either side. Pekorsnik looking, wants the quick out pattern again, has his man again, gets away from the first wave of defenders, up to the 45, the 46. Pearson makes another catch, and he's got another Benedictine first down.
Well, Watterson's going to have to tighten up. Jack Fecker is on the coverage again.
14 yards for number 14. First and 10 from the 46. 8:54 left to go. Ward in the backfield gets the handoff. Fights, tries to back his way, and gets up to maybe the 47, perhaps the 48, and that's it.
This has been a really tough physical game for both teams. I mean, they're just slugging it out right now.
We'll call it a gain of 1 to the 47, and that is it. And bringing some size in that defensive line is coming back in is Luther Clater, who goes 315 pounds for the Eagles. He goes into D tackle. Second and 9 from the 47. Pekorsnik on the quick pop to the other side. Pass incomplete, overthrown at midfield. Good coverage on the play by Bush, and number 9, the intended receiver, and that is Chris Jefferson.
Well, I'm going to say it again. It's a big third down play. They've given up about 40 yards of field position here, but Watterson needs to get a stop right now.
Fox to the bottom. Now Fox moves to the top. Pearson stays to the bottom. Now he goes back to the bottom. Now
they're going to single
Pearson
up.
Goes to the top. Morty, make up your mind. Jack, three wide at the top.
They've got Jack Frecker singled up again. One-on-one down here.
Third down and 9. The course go. Back to throw, looking long downfield. The pass is up for grabs, a little nice overthrown throw. Perhaps. But that time, good play defensively by Jack Frecker.
He did a great job that time. He stayed stride for stride with him, elevated, got a hand on the ball, it looked like. So that's a good play by Jack Frecker. Here they're going to single him up. He's the new guy.
Intended for Fox, by the way.
Yep. They put trips to the field and put single receiver into the boundary, and they just ran a go route.
So Pekorsnik stays on to allegedly punt. Meyer retreating back to his own 15. 8:11 left to go in regulation. Pekorsnik. Blocked. It's blocked inside. Bouncing around. Still hopping around. Finally scooped up by the Eagles. And trying to return a little bit. Looks like it's Connor Bush. Gets it inside the 32. And the ball squirts out of bounds after he goes out. The kick is blocked on the play. I think Max Brodka is the one that got his paws on the football. And now the Eagles have it back on a short field again.
Oh, here we go. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Great pressure up the middle. Rodka coming through. They get the block. It bounces around and finally scooped up on the play.
You know, Watterson's measured that punt a couple times. They had guys close a couple of times. This time they broke through and got the block.
You know, to me it almost looked like he kicked the ball into the backside of one of the up men, too. So first and 10, mark the ball inside the 35 at the 31-yard line. Hand off. Inside the 30, extending the 29, a gain of 2 for Costin on the play, and that is it. Boy, great closing speed by Jefferson, yeah. Too, when he comes up for the secondary.
Oh, yeah.
So it is now at the 29-yard line. It is second down and 8 from there. 7:37 left to go. Benedictine 7, Watterson 3. Watterson played a low-scoring contest last week. Well, they lost to St. Charles 10-7 in overtime. They go with one wide to the bottom, two to the top. Tight end to the top of the set as well, too. Quick pop, pass is completed, goes to Nate Meyer, short side of the field. He's got it inside the 25-yard line. We'll see where they mark him out of bounds. Blocked off a little bit by the sidelines and the entire Watterson staff.
It's going to be about third a yard one. Short. Yep. It's going to be about a yard short.
Inside the 24 at the 23-yard line with 7:12 left to go as he got knocked out of bounds. Now, they're still ascertaining where they want to spot the football.
We're down one.
It always drives me crazy when officials do that. They move the ball 8 yards closer to the middle of the field and realize they probably don't spot it and measure.
And now they put it back down again.
Yeah,
well, it goes back to what I want. I want a chip in the football. So you know when it goes out of bounds, and you know when it's a first down. It'd be expensive.
It just drives you nuts. Leave the ball alone. Just leave it there. It's not going to go anywhere. You have to spot it in there anyhow, so just leave it alone. Measure the darn thing, because if they're an inch short or they make it by an inch, either way, somebody's not going to be happy now.
It's already been moved.
I know.
I've been moved by your call of the game tonight, too, sir. Fabulous job, as always.
You'd stop eating at those kind of restaurants.
Thank you very much.
Problem.
Is it a first down? What do you think?
No, I think he's short.
And he is. By a length and a half of the football. Good call. You are...
average.
Psychotic. I mean psychic. No, excuse
me. That too.
Third down.
Hey, I've been called a lot worse than that by my wife.
All right, what do you do here if you're Watterson? Nothing fancy here, I assume?
You run it behind your best running. You give the ball to your best running back behind your best lineman, and you pound it.
After this, are you surprised if they don't play a little bit more? De Palma, he was a guy that seemed to have some scoot to the outside.
Yeah, and, you know, if they throw it on first down, there's little hitch routes now. They're catching the ball. So, you know, 4 or 5 yards, you know, Nate Meyer's a big guy, and you're getting the ball in space out here. It's a 4, 5, 6 yard game.
Looking for Nate Meyer's dad, Urban, down by the flagpole. I don't see him down there anymore. Has he moved down?
He's moved down
to the other end.
Yep.
There he is, standing around the 10-yard line.
You got a better seat at this end.
Andrews coming up to the line of scrimmage. On a third down and one.
Quarterback sneak.
Probably it's worked a couple of times, and he just needed a length of the football and then some, and he's got the first down inside the 22 near the 21-yard line. So move the chains for Watterson. 7:07 left to go. They are down by four. First and 10 now from the Benedictine 21-yard line. What a night for high school football. So honored to have you here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20, and also online at stgabrielradio.com. All the listeners have been charting those two. Thank you for finding us on the net as well, too. First down play. Handed off. Looking for a gap inside the 20, down around the 18-yard line. And the ball carrier never goes down. I think it was Bowen that time. They just blew the whistle because the entire group of seven guys were all stood up there right around the 18-yard line.
You know, if Watterson has any kind of misdirection, now's the time, because they've been running pretty much right between the tackles, straight up. There's been very little misdirection.
Have they run a counter play at all tonight?
Well, they run a counter tray, but it's a straight handoff, and right. All they do is wrap the blocker, so it's not really a counter.
Bowen now, according to Scott Rex, 15 carries, good for 99 yards in this contest. Jones and Calhoun to the top, Meyer on an island to the bottom. Second down at 7. Quick pop, pass incomplete through the hands of Meyer at around the 13-yard line.
That ball, what they did was the sniper that time, our favorite guy, Chris Jefferson, jumped the lane. He jumped down inside of the hitch lane, and so they had to convert the route to a little bit of a slant route, and the pass was high.
So it'll be third down now. What do you look for here?
Well, it's third and 7, so you're in four down territory, there's no question. But if you don't get this, you know, you're looking right now at about a 35, 36-yard field goal. I know it sounds silly, but it'd be 7-6, and now you're one play away from winning it that way.
Costin checks into the backfield.
I got to believe they're throwing the ball here.
Bowen on a wing to the bottom from a pistol set now for Andrews. Going to hand it off to Costin. Costin inside the 15, down to the 14, maybe the 13-yard line. And it's going to be fourth down, and they'll need at least 2 yards. Almost 2.5 from where they are right now at the 14.
Yep. Well,
be a 31-yard field goal attempt.
You don't want to burn a timeout here, so you got to get a play in there. You're either going to go, this decision probably should have been made.
I think they're going to burn a timeout. Yeah. I hate to tell you that.
Yeah. Those are the kind of things you like to make that decision, you know, with the guys upstairs say, look, guys, we got two plays here.
We'll pause for 30 seconds. 5:41 left to go. Watterson trails 7-3, the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Guys, want to get you caught up on a couple games going on in the area tonight. Some of the bigger ones we've been watching. Reynoldsburg has a 38-0 lead over Westerville Central. And Pick North leads Olentangy Liberty 28-27.
What has happened to Westerville Central? I mean, they lost a lot to graduation, but the Warhawks really struggling this season.
Well, they lost some studs. They didn't just lose a little. They lost some studs. I'm glad to see those guys go, too, because they play baseball, and they're pretty good in baseball.
Here we go. Fourth down and nearly three. The ball resting at the 14-yard line. 5:41 left to go. Bow in the back of the backfield. Meyer to the bottom. Two wideouts to the top. Andrews under center on a fourth down and three. Let's see if they try to draw him off. He's going back. He wanted to throw. Pressure's on. Looks. Dumps underneath. And pass is picked off. Intercepted on the play. And give it back to the Bengals with 5:34 left to go. Near side. They pick off the pass. And give it back now.
Well, they tried to throw the five-yard hitch route or the five-yard stop route to Nate Myers. And what the snake or the sniper again, Chris Jefferson, jumped the route inside so there was no passing lane. And he had to throw the ball. It's fourth down, so you have to throw the ball. You don't have a choice. In order to defend or to change that, if they had put a slot receiver to that side, they could have driven the safety off and they'd have created an underneath zone where they could have thrown the ball.
So the pass is picked off by Benedictine.
Yeah,
they get the ball back.
The interception does no better, no worse than the incompletion would have been. So they're fine with the interception. They just got to get the ball back now.
We're so 7-3,
5:34 to go, 7-3.
From the 18-yard line, two to the bottom, one to the top. Fleming gets the handoff, and Fleming's going nowhere. Dumped back around the 17-yard line. Great pursuit on the play by the Watterson defense. The linebackers, again, Hayden Paul shooting through to make the hit.
The thing is, now Watterson's down, I believe, to one timeout. Is that
they
correct?
Are indeed down to one.
So they'll probably call it after the next play on third down if they stop him here.
Well, there's plenty of time left with 5:12. You just need to play some defense here. Pokorsnik rolling to his left, finds a gap out across the 20-yard line, and a flag down on the play. I think a holding call is going to bring it back.
Yep, holding on the left tackle. Benedictine's left tackle reached out and grabbed him.
I think number 76, that is Marshall Fillman.
Yep. He reached out and just hooked the defensive end.
So Fillman, 6'2", 254, and a junior.
He had a hold of Nick Geisler. Geisler, Merry Christmas, I'm having trouble tonight.
We're geezers.
I got my tongue in front of my eye teeth. I can't see what I'm saying. It's a terrible thing.
So mark the ball back after the penalty.
I'm not even sure what that means.
I'm not either. I'm going to let it go. You were the teacher.
I should have let it go.
That's me a little frightened by what came out of your classroom. That's okay.
There were a lot of people scared of what went on in the classroom.
That's right. They marked the ball back inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. They need to get it up to the 29. So it's about second down and 20 from there. And hello, leaving early that time. Apparently, Jefferson had a plane to catch.
That's a huge mistake because Watterson was totally misaligned. They've got two wide receivers down here to the short side of the boundary, and they've only got one defensive back.
So false start is the call, marking half the distance inside the 5-yard line.
And the safety, Myers, is way over in the middle of the field. Now he's moving over. Okay, here we go. Now they're bringing a defensive back over.
So it's second down and 24 from just inside the 5-yard line. They go with a five receiver look. Empty backfield. Watch that slot, man. It's Ward, by the way. He's dangerous.
Could be a quarterback draw also.
They're showing blitz. It is a quarterback draw. They bounce it outside. And they want a holding call again, and there's another flag down. So it looks like the Bengals are going the wrong direction as Pokorsnik on the keeper gets it across the 11 near the 12, and indeed holding is the call. Well, if you hold in the end zone, remember you pick up two more points. That changes the complexion of the game if they would do that.
Well, Watterson will decline this one, I'm sure, because the clock is stopped. They'll set the ball, and it'll be third and a million. third and 25 right now. Third and, I don't know, whatever that is, 20?
Well, they're going to mark the ball just past the 10-yard line at the 11-yard line. So they're going to need about 18 yards for a first down here on third with 4:55 left to go. Watterson looking to play some defense down by four and get the ball back on the short side of the 50. They have yet to dent the scoreboard with a touchdown. They have just one field goal by Kevin Lamming in this contest. Here you go. Back at the 11-yard line. Third down and 18 from there. Two wide to either side. Two by two, and now Ward in motion to the top. Three to that side. Prokhorsnik rolls that way. Looks, tucks, throws a gun downfield, but he throws it out of bounds. Incomplete, no flags. A punting situation awaits with 4:48 left to go.
Well, it's a good thing he threw that ball out of bounds because Connor Bush jumped the route on the outside. If that ball had been thrown inside the field, Connor Bush had a pick, assuming he catches it, because there was nobody in front of him and the ball was thrown out of bounds. If he had thrown it to the receiver, it was a pick six.
A little pressure now on Levi Pokorsnik to punt as he will stand back inside his 10-yard line. Nate Meyer back at the 48 of the Bengals. So again, it'll be a short field, you would think.
Yep.
For Watterson, with one timeout remaining, 4:48 left in regulation.
Assuming they can get the punt off. Last time we had this situation, Watterson blocked it. So
good time for a bad snap. Pokorsnik, standing right at his goal line, gets it off. Ooh. High punt, not that deep. Oh, Meyer's going to let it hit at the 43, and it dribbles forward across midfield all the way down to the 49-yard line. Well, that cost him about 10 yards there.
Yeah, 7 or 8 anyhow, and you just got to catch that ball. I mean, that's one of those things that you're back there, your job is to catch it, and I know there are people coming at you, but that's why we have a fair catch.
40 yards on the punt. The ball at the 49 of the Eagles. First and 10. 4:37 left to go. They have one timeout. They are down by four. I assume everything is four down territory now, sir?
Absolutely.
Assess the performance of Cole Andrews, the quarterback.
Well, he's thrown the ball well. They just haven't caught it well. And I have no problems with this play.
Two to the top, one to the bottom, one back in the backfield. They hand it off. Costin gets across midfield, and they ride him down from behind. Gets it all the way down to the 47, maybe the 46-yard line. He was hit at the 49. He's able to drag a defender an additional 3 yards.
You know, Mike Massanopel played such a great game at offensive guard. That time he came, and he ran, and he did the G scheme again, and he just missed his man. He just flat ran by him. It was one of those deals that he just missed him.
Gain of four, second and six now from the Bengals' 47-yard line. 4:10, 4:09, 4:08 left to go in regulation. Andrews hands it off. Costin again. Fights, squirms, finds just a little seam. Gets it inside the 43, down to the 42. It'll be third down and one from there. 3:48 left to go.
We need a little urgency here. I know that there's 3:44 to go, but when you're a running team, that clock is going to evaporate in a hurry.
Especially at 4 or 5 yards to the crack at most.
Yep, and 20 seconds in the huddle.
So third and a long one, almost closer to two now.
We have
the 43 with 3.5 left. Eagles with two wide at the top, one back in the backfield, and this time Andrews calls his own number and fights and churns inside the 35 all the way down to the 34-yard line. He is a strong plow horse of a runner when he gets the ball between the tackles.
Well, what's happening is the Bengals are going to the strong side of the Watterson line, so they're moving all their defense that direction. All he did was take the quarterback sneak to the weak side.
Right now, this is smash-mouth football, folks, with the ball resting first and 10 from the 34-yard line. Bush has the play, gives it to Andrews. He goes to the huddle and parts the information to his teammates. The clock continues to evaporate, 3:05, 3:04, 3:03 left to go. Bush, Calhoun to the top, to the bottom it is Meyer. One back in the backfield on this first down play. Andrews back to throw, pumps, looks, he's going long downfield for Meyer. Contact and the pass falls incomplete.
That's the stop and go or the hitch and go. And you know they've been running the hitch all night. And the hitch and go was just waiting to be called. That was a good call. First down pass play. Now Bowen, you're in three down territory.
Bowen will check in at running back. Also, Holden Jones has the play, gives it to Andrews. Bush will check out.
Kind of surprised we haven't seen Nick DePalma back in there because he was slashing for a while. And he was fresh legs.
Guess who's in there?
Oh.
He checks back in. Bowen on a wing to the top. Andrews rolling, has a man short underneath, passes complete, gives ground, makes the catch inside the 25, down to the 23, maybe the 22-yard line. The catch goes to Jones, his first in this contest, and that's a first down for the Eagles. 2:44 left to go. They'll stop the clock when they move the chains.
You know, Cole Andrews has done a nice job putting the ball on target tonight. I mean, he's hit most of his receivers right in the numbers. And they've gotten away with the drops in the first half. They could have kept this thing going, but now they're catching the ball.
Ethan Bogan over the football. The center comes up to the line with two wideouts to the top. Strength of the formation to the top. Andrews now sees the wing in motion top to bottom. One back in the backfield. Andrews rolling to his right, looking, and throwing that one away. He just threw that one long and out of bounds with 2:23 left to go.
Well, they ran the stop route on the outside, and then they ran a corner route with the slot man in underneath. It's the corner fade or, you know, whatever you want to call that route by the slot fade route. And usually that's a goal line play, but Watterson passing offense is basically a goal line passing type of offense. It's a short dink and dunk kind of thing.
Myers got the play. Now Andrews has it too. Bush in there is a wide out as well. Meyer to the bottom. The whistle's on the field, but we'll continue play. From the gun with one back in the backfield on the second down play with a wing to the top. Hand it off. Little gap to the right side. Still running. Passing all the way out inside the 15-yard line to the 12. Maybe touchdown with that knee at the 13-yard line. With 2:12 left to go, they'll stop the clock. No, they're going to say just short of the first down. Third down and one. So the clock will continue to crank. I thought the extension they gave him was going to be enough, but they mark him back at the 14. So it'll be third down and one from there with 1:58 left to go. You just wonder. Is the last drive the most important drive?
Hey, listen, you only have to score one.
One back in the backfield on a third and one from the 14. Andrews pushing, shoving, churning, getting the legs going, and finding the seam inside the 12-yard line. First down, Watterson. They'll stop the clock while they move the sticks with 1:42 left.
And there are no more first downs. They're at the 10-yard line. This is 1:42. You've got four plays to get it in the end zone to win it.
That's the thing. He starts at the 14, and, Larry, he keeps the legs going. He picks up 4 yards on a quarterback sneak.
Well, that may not be a bad first down play right now. Because the whole world's thinking you're going to hand it back to Casson or Palma or whoever is back there.
Won't happen now. He's out of the gun.
Yep.
Throwing on a wing to the bottom. Costin's got the handoff. Sidesteps two defenders inside the 10. Fights to the 8 to the 7, maybe the 6-yard line. Close to the 5 with 1:15 left to go.
He's down to the 4.
I would say that, except every time I do that, I've seen they mark it back 1 yard.
Minute 5. We're down to a minute, and they've got one timeout left. So they've got enough time to get 3 plays off here.
Ball resting just inside the 5-yard line. Second and goal from there. 56, 55, 54 left to go in regulation. Two backs in the backfield. Andrews under center. The backs from an eye. Going back to throw. Looking. Pressure's on, and he's going to be whipped down and sacked back at the 13-yard line. Hogtied and brought down on the play. Pressure by Keith Williams to knock him down, and now Watterson will take the timeout. It was a surprise.
That was a real surprise. And the thing is, you can't take the sack there. It's just one of those things. You hit from the backside. He didn't even see it coming. So now they have to come up with 2 plays. They've got 2 plays to get 13 yards.
All right, let's set the scenario here. 39 seconds on the clock. They've just burned their third and final timeout. You need the touchdown here if you're Watterson.
Correct.
If you're in that huddle, Larry, what are some of the things you're contemplating now?
What you're saying is, if we can't get out of bounds, everybody's got to huddle up on the ball. We've got to have 2 plays called here. You have to have 2, and you got plenty of time. 39 seconds is an eternity.
And you can't spike it either.
No, you can't spike it, and you know that. So you're going over that as a coach. Look, you can't spike the ball. If you catch it in bounds, you know, if you can't get the touchdown, get down. We'll live to fight another play, and here's our play. You got to have 2 plays called. Everybody's got to relax. It's 39 seconds is an eternity. You've got plenty of time. You can get 3 plays off in 39 seconds.
After the CCL Game of the Week, be sure to tune in to the AM820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran bringing the scores from all over Central Ohio. The AM820 Scoreboard Show after the game only on AM820 and StGabrielRadio.com. Here we go. Third down and goal. The ball resting just past the 12-yard line. One back in the backfield. 2 wide to the top. 1 to the bottom. That's Costin wide to the bottom. Looks to the left. Looks for the slant play and the pass incomplete. total miscommunication there because the slant went deeper into the end zone and the pass was thrown like it was a slant, Larry, around the 5-yard line.
Well, the slant pattern was kind of open if you could have thrown it in the seam there, but what was more open was the trail route behind it. The slot receiver ran what we call a trail route. He ran toward the sideline and up, and he was open. If you'd pump the slant and feather this right in the back corner of the end zone, he'll be open. Well, he was open on the last play, so...
So it is now fourth down and goal from the 12-yard line. 35 seconds left to go. Here we go. Andrews from the gun. He's got one wide to either side, one back in the backfield. Play action, rolls right, looks, guns into the end zone, throws it up for grabs. Is it caught? Touchdown! Watterson comes up with a touchdown in the back of the end zone. Calhoun's first catch of the game. That was a floater to the back end, and Casey Calhoun, 5'10", 160, and a junior, snares it for the score. 9-7 Watterson, 29 seconds left to go.
There were two receivers, one in front of the other, which should never happen in that situation, and he overthrew the under receiver, and the deep receiver caught the ball. It was a great play by Casey Calhoun. He looked like an outfielder running on the fly ball there because he just said, I'm going for the ball. I don't know. It's not supposed to go to me, but I'm catching this thing.
Lambing for the PAT. Plenty of leg. It is up. It is good. 10-7 the count in this one. 29 seconds left. Larry, that looked like a floater into the end zone, and all of a sudden you look at the back end, and there's Calhoun all by himself, uncontested, and he snares that football, and he held onto that thing with three hands.
There are six guys out there with camo gear. That looked like hunting season. That looked like a duck. It was. He threw that baby up for grabs. He had to get rid of it. It's fourth down. What are you going to do? Throw it in the end zone. Something good will happen, and by golly, it did for the... it's great for Danny Bajelic and the Watterson Eagles. I mean, they're jumping around down here like they just won a championship or something. It's great.
Bad news is I left the trophy in the trunk, so we're going to have to pick our good hands player of the game, courtesy of Martin J. Mitchell. Does it go to Mr. Calhoun?
It has to. Well, it could go to our quarterback now. He's played a great game, too. Let's think about that for a second.
That's what I want you to contemplate. Which end does that go to Andrews or to Calhoun? Calhoun was omnipresent, though, to make the catch. And again, Larry, when that went up into the end zone, I thought, oh, boy, this is a jump ball, but I didn't see anybody until I looked at the back edge, and then I saw Calhoun, and nobody was with him 8 yards deep in the end zone, and he was able to snare that ball and hold on. And I mean, he cradled that football, and he took it over to the far side of the field and handed it to the official, and now they boot along the ground. But still time left now for Benedictine. Remember, they have all their timeouts. Fox overruns the football. He lost the handle. He can't find it. Watterson covers it at the 11-yard line. Watterson gets it back with 26 seconds left to go. Fox was expecting a hop on the football. It never came off the ground. It went underneath the glove of the shortstop, if you will. And it stayed down, and Watterson covers the football. And now they just have to take a knee.
It looked like a wild pitch, and the catcher couldn't find the ball. He could not locate it. And, you know, this has just been an incredible finish because Watterson had chance after chance to score and couldn't do it. And then in the least likely possibility on a 4th and 13, they pull Rabbit out of the hat.
Court Marbaugh on the recovery for Watterson. Now, do you burn your timeouts if you're Benedictine? You've got three.
Well, you have no choice.
Let's see if they take them.
Yeah. Although at this point, I'm getting ready to head on down there.
So who do you think? I've got the trophy in the trunk. We'll bring it in afterwards. What a contest.
Let's give it to Casey Calhoun. It's a great catch. I mean, it's a game-winning catch. Watterson wins the game because of the catch. Great job for Casey Calhoun.
Two words. Bye-bye. We'll see you in a minute. Go ahead. Head downstairs. They do not stop the clock. And Benedictine will take another loss. And Watterson survives. They lose last week by a count of 10-7. Now they win 10-7 in regulation here. What a comeback. What a play in the back of the end zone. Watterson's strength is not throwing the football, although Andrews had a good night with his arm. His receivers kind of let him down in the first half, but here he throws it up on a fourth down play, and Calhoun in the back of the end zone cradles the football for the winning score, and now it's a 10-7 final. And Larry Wolf is heading down to the field right now to talk to the victorious head coach, Dan Bajelic, after this one. And again, don't forget, Larry and I have picked Mr. Calhoun as the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game. Martin's a former linebacker, understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure you're ready for any emergency. They have two locations, including 3816 Fishinger Boulevard. 614-529-4259. Post-game show just around the corner on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, G-A-N-I-M, MEDICAL.com.
Just a reminder, you're listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. As we approach the top of the hour, what a contest you missed if you're just joining us. Watterson scores in the waning moments of this contest, and they get the victory 10-7 over Benedictine. Watterson, with so many opportunities, they could not dent the goal line. They did get a field goal by Lamming, and then in the waning moments on a fourth down and goal play, they find Calhoun in the back of the end zone for the winning touchdown. And with the extra point, the margin is 3, and after losing 10-7 last week, they get the victory this week by that same score of 10-7. What a bounce-back win for the squad from Bishop Watterson High School. Dan Bajelic is the head coach of the Eagles, and also Casey Calhoun is going to be our recipient of that award as well, too. And Larry, right now, they're going to be talking to Time Warner. I know they have first right there, and then after that, we'll get the opportunity to talk to them as well, too. But Larry, just the emotion, the sense, the feeling down there on the field, what's it like down there?
I'll tell you what, you can't be happier for a bunch of kids than the Watterson kids. I mean, they busted their tail all night and could not find a way to get in the end zone. And then on the most bizarre, it's 4th and 13. They couldn't score from the 2. And it's 4th and 13. They throw a Hail Mary up in the back of the end zone, and it's answered. I mean, it's just, it's tragic. It's tragic for Benedictine, obviously, because they've now lost their fourth game close. But it's great for the Watterson Eagles to finally get off the schneid like that. And, I mean, they've got one victory. Now they've got two. And nothing wins like winning, and nothing feels as good as a win. And a game like tonight, this is great for the Watterson Eagles.
Well, Larry, you got Martin J. Mitchell down there. And let's ask Martin as well, too. Ask him if he feels that Mr. Calhoun is the appropriate recipient of the award tonight.
Well, is Mr. Calhoun the right guy to have for our Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands Catch of the Night?
Oh, I think you picked the right guy. I mean, what an exciting game. A lot of things happened, good and bad, and you thought it was an incomplete pass, and there he was in the end zone where he wasn't supposed to be.
Right. I mean, there's two receivers right next to each other, and sure enough, the right guy comes down with the ball, and good for Casey. I mean, that's just great for him and great for the Eagles to get a win, and great for Danny Bajelic.
What a great win, and good hands play is right. His hands just came out of nowhere and snagged the ball, and all of a sudden there's 6.
And he wasn't letting go of that ball. He ran it all the way to the sidelines. He wasn't letting go.
Well, I tell you what, Larry, congratulations to Martin for that pick, too. And, Larry, I know you're standing by with big number five on the field right now.
Right. We've got Casey here. Casey, take us through that last play. Now, be honest. Was that ball intended for you?
That was not for me. So I was actually the route, so I would clear all the defense, and then our tight end and back would have a wide-open pass, but that didn't work out. And our quarterback, Cole Andrews, made a great play across his body.
Well, I think he threw it over the top of one receiver, and you just happened to run under it like a center fielder. And you are, this is Mr. Martin J. Mitchell, and he sponsors the Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands Play of the Game and Player of the Game. And you are our recipient, and we will get you an award to you at school right after this game, actually. And congratulations on being the Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands winner tonight.
All right. It's an honor. Thank you very much.
Great catch, Casey. We'll talk to Danny Bajelic here in a minute. Congratulations.
Casey with 8 catches for 101 yards, a 12.6-yard average. Also had 6 carries for 31 yards coming into this contest. Now, Larry standing by with the victorious head coach who may actually smile in the postgame.
You know, I'm not even sure what all the excitement's about. They had it all the way, didn't you, Dan?
I don't know about that. I'll tell you, fought hard, tough teams like that. And our schedule's that kind of a grind, who we are and what we're playing up against. And so, you know, every week it's a battle. I mean, we've been in every game, you know, possibilities to win all 5, but, you know, unfortunately we haven't, and it's great to get a tight one tonight.
Tonight the worm turned for you. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of nice. You kind of overthrew the under receiver, and Casey made a great play. He looked like a center fielder running after a loose ball.
He did. I mean, he was actually the clear route on the play, and it just kind of, they took away our number one, number two options, and Cole just did a great job hanging in there, and, you know, looked across the field and found him, and we were fortunate enough that he hit him.
Your kids have been fighting all year. But nothing wins like winning. This has got to be a great locker room right now.
Oh, it does. I mean, you're so happy for them. I mean, I've done this for a ton of years, Larry. You know how it is. And so, consequently, when they get the chance to get a little, you know, success after you're working your tail off all the time, it feels real good for them.
You know, when you win, everybody says, oh, you're doing a great job and you're working hard. Well, you work just as hard when you lose. And doggone it, it's nice to get a win like this tonight.
It really is. I mean, and like I said, for the kids, we're really putting the time in. And, you know, ever since, obviously, since last season, you know you've done this, Larry. It's a lot more than everybody sees on Friday night.
It's Watterson. It's Watterson football. Congratulations, Danny Bajelic, on a great win.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care, man. Thanks.
Well, what a night of football. Larry, thank you very much. Let's look at the stats now from this contest as we'll wrap it up here. Watterson, 276 yards total offense, 226 on the ground. For Benedictine, 227, 115 rushing and 112 passing. Great balance. 15 first downs for the Eagles, 12 for the Bengals. 1 penalty on Watterson for 15 yards. They had 2 turnovers, 9 penalties for 71 yards for Benedictine. They also committed 1 turnover. Individual stats, Bowen had 15 carries for 99 yards. Scott, you couldn't find one more yard, could you? And then Constant at 20 for 81. Andrews, 6 of 21 passing, 50 yards, but a touchdown in the winning moments of this contest. But Korsnick on the other side, 8 of 20, 106 yards, 11 carries for 39 yards. Fleming, 10 for 32. 10-7 the final. Watterson gets the touchdown. Andrews to Calhoun on a 4th down play, 12 plays, 51 yards. Took 4:08 off the clock. I mean, that's the PAT, and that's the final. What a contest. 10-7, Watterson wins. Next week, we're back here again at Hagley Field. This time, it's only DeSales, the number one team in the state, Division III. What a contest it should be. Our thanks to Scott Rex and Larry Wolf and Greg Savaldi. Momentarily, we'll throw it back to the studio for our post-game show for the AM820 Scoreboard Show, presented by this week's Sports.com with Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran. I'm Randy Reinhart. History made tonight. Watterson gets the victory in the last minute. 10-7 the final. We'll say it one more time. This has been the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM820. Good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for a huge CCL battle as Watterson hosts DeSales. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.